So at Donald today, they're predicting showers. The rail is true. Now, as far as the information given, a soft five is the track rating, and it was downgraded this morning at around 8:45. So we do need to be keeping some eye on the weather, as Warren Huntley is with us to preview. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm great, thanks, Nad.
Okay, we've already got a bit of a downgrade, but it's not an overly influential one. But obviously, we need to keep an eye on what the weather does do today.
True, the deteriorating surfaces aren't great to be investing on, particularly if you're trying to play early. But hopefully, there's not too much of it about. We might have seen a bit. I think it was 4 mils or so this morning that might have caused that downgrade. It's certainly taken the edge off the track. I think it'd be playing fairly at this stage.
Okay, well, the first race, this is a maiden over 1,000. You can take out runners 1 and 2. We've got number 3, Elusive Melody, at 260. The 4, Laban Tai Tai at 390. $8, Rosebank. Now, the Telling Stories at 8. Her option is at 7, and Sierra Zulu at $4.40.
Learned a bit about this. So I think the market's found the main chances. I liked her recent jump outs of number 11 Sierra Zulu. In particular, last week was Held Together, but in a reasonably fast time, trucked up nicely. She looks ready to go, and maybe she was given a pretty conservative time in that hit out to keep some petrol in the tank for today. Going to go with 11. Head of Elusive Melody, probably ditto for the Henry Dwyer stable, has been given a quiet time in a recent jump out to get back to the races, has the blinkers off here first up. Lebeau and Tai Tai will be fitter for that first up run. The Fury and form from last preparation stands out as well above maiden grade. And fair option, another one from the Weir stable, same as my top selection, has jumped out okay to make her debut. 11, 3, 4, 10.
11 from 3, 4 and 10. We go to race 2, 1350 metre maiden. Scratchings are runners 1, 2, 5, 7, 8 and also the 12. We've got 3, another Kerry at 5, 650 for Daguilar, down to 310 for Twin Spear. The 10, Genebeal, is at $5, and you've got Royal Bower, who is also on the $5 line.
Form of the race does nothing to write home about, Nards, and for that reason, I think the race is set up for a first starter to probably take the race out, and the market's suggesting as much. I thought the recent barrier trial of number 9, Twin Spear, Held Together, was just trucking up beautifully behind the speed in a recent official trial at Cranbourne. 13.50, a good kick-off point for Twin Spear. Probably ditto for Daguilar, following a recent jump out from the Darren Weir stable. And Jenna Beale has also been jumping out well from the Weir stable. I think she'll be the one that's perhaps looking for further, but will be strong late. And of the race, maybe another Kerry with the blinkers on, worth including. 9, 6, 10, 3.
So we go 9 from 6, 10 and 3. Race 3 is a maiden over 16.20. Take out runners 2, 5 and also the 8. We've got number 3, King of Vandals at 9. Down to $7, Buster Move and Junipal at $1.55 with Alaskan Honey at $4.20.
Very short, Junipal. I think it's a good race for him. He closed off nicely enough behind, I think, a promising horse from the Archie Alexander stable last start, and just out over the 1,600 metres here looks a nice progression. But I couldn't chime in at that price. I wouldn't be surprised to see a bit of a drift closer to the race. King of Vandals has been going okay for the Nigel Blackerson stable, certainly building to a victory and hard and fit now. Alaskan Honey closed off quite well last start. Another one from the Weir stable, same as my top selection. Darren with a very strong hand in this meeting, as usual. And I thought Buster Move closed off fairly first up, but the debut run was even better than that, and the trialled okay going into this preparation. 1,600 metres should suit. 11, 3, 12, 10.
So we go 11 from 3, 12 and 10. Race number 4, this is a 58 over 16.20. You can take out 2, 10 and also the 12. We've got number 4, Yes I Do at 5.50, Weedman at 5.50, ZZ You Later at $5.50, 3.60 Quietly Angry, re-release is an $8 chance.
Keep batting up for Quietly Angry, and I think with 3 runs under the belt, 1,600 metres here now, getting close to peak fitness, should be a good option for Quietly Angry. Number 8 had the run at the 1,450 and 1,400 at the last 2 starts. Jess Eaton, after an injury-enforced layoff, just looking for that first winner back. It won't be far away. Could be today for number 8, Quietly Angry. Wiedemann's going okay. The last run showed a good return to something like the best form we've seen. Drawn to get a nice run. Yes, I do fit it for one run. Back from a spell, and ZZ You Later closed off okay last start. Over the border, I think this form line ties in pretty similarly. 8, 5, 4, 6.
8 from 5, 4 and 6. Race 5, this is the first leg of the quaddy. You can take out runners 2, 4, 9. We've got number 3, Minoan Spirit at 260. Alma's Rosser at 8. 8.50 for Havistar. Down to 7.50, Sleek Achiever. And Ocean Essence at $3.20.
of the shorties throughout the day now, I think the race sets up really well for Manoan Spirit. And I thought maybe Almas Rossa might have been the main danger on the originally good four-rated track. The little downgrade and a bit of rain about, I think, counts a little bit against Almas Rossa, but he's not a disadvantage for Manoan Spirit. Comes through a good form race at Flemington last start. Held his ground really well there. I think back marginally in trip here is even a positive for three. Ahead of six, Almas Rossa, who the track doesn't deteriorate any further, can certainly run well. Ocean's Essence is coming through a maiden victory last start, but was strong to the line, and Sleek Achiever just matched to get a nice run in behind them. Keen on three, ahead of 6, 12 and 11.
So we go three from 6, 12 and 11. We now go to race 6 over 1,200. You can take out 4, 11 and also the 12. We've got number 1, Aurelius Hero, 460, 5 for Solsay. Manhattan Spirit, 480, Affinity Bells at 550, $8 for the Rich Fisher. Miss Nitro's at $8.
Open race, Nards. I'm going to go with Solsay. Just late in life, just seems to be having a bit of a resurgence. Not like the form we saw as a younger horse with the McKent stable. You wouldn't expect that as an 11-year-old. But gee, he's racing well, and a little bit of edge off the track, not a problem for two. Solsay, probably ditto for Manhattan Spirit, who perhaps didn't have the best of luck last start. Not a regular winner, but if the gaps open up from the inside draw, she'll be strong late. Aurelius Hero is a bit of a constant in these type of races. Dan O'Sullivan's taken the blinkers off today and the tongue tie. And Affinity Bell's one who's still on the up. This preparation fitter for one run back from a spell. 2, 3, 1, 5.
So we go 2 from 3, 1 and 5. Now to race 7, the 58 over 2,000. You can take out 10 and 15. We've got number 2 Bronski at 550. And Mary Wynn at 6, 6.50 there for Immelman, now to 3.30 for Shock Shock, and then you're down to Ennis, who's at $6.50.
I think Nigel Bakerson stand a good race for Shock Shock here. I'm sure in time she'll be much better than this grade, and just taking little baby steps up in distance, being very patiently handled and just up marginally in trip from her last run, where she made a bit of ground on a track and day that was hard to do so. I think she's got a terrific chance here. Number 8, Shock Shock. Unbeknown was strong to the line last start. Looks to be a real staying tight. Going to need a little bit of luck from the draw, but Mitch Friedman's doing a good job with her, and she was good winning last start. Takes that step out of maiden grade here. Immelman had excuses in a stronger race last start. Maybe number 12, Ennis, who I think can just map well from that draw and hard and fit now for recent racing, worth including. Good race for 8 ahead of 5, 6 and 12.
So we go 8 from 5, 6 and 12, and then we go over to race 8, the last, which is over 1,000 metres. Takeout runners 5, 7 and also the 8. We've got number 1, Captain Crackerjack at 5, $5 Blonde Missile. Miss and Die is at 7.50, 4.24 Flying Batcher. 4.80 there for Mighty Moshave. Ben A. Moore's at $5.50.
Could be an interesting watch here now. It's Captain Crackerjack first up, and he's been trialling in the manner of showing his reasonable customary speed, and blinkers going on Mighty Moshe, who's been really fast at times in a brief career to date, so she might be rolling along also. So I was thinking I might set it up for a horse who's got tactical speed but might just be sitting behind him, and it could be number 2, Bold Missile, first up for Henry Dwyer, got the winkers off, given a quiet time in a recent jump out, but still has tactical speed and an inside draw. Captain Crackerjack and Mighty Moshe will be riding the speed and should be giving a sight. Blinkers going on Mighty Moshe might really set her alight. And Flying Batcher, the other one, who might have enough speed to be close enough, but not getting involved in an absolute speed battle and just maybe there to have that last crack. 2, 1, 10, 6.
So we go 2 from 1, 10, 6. And what's your best roughie, Quaddy, and also your player of the day?
Best race 5, number 3, Manoan Spirit. And I thought in the last race 8, number 2, Bold Missile, was a bit of value. For the first leg of the quaddy, numbers 3, 6 and 12. Second leg, 1, 2, 3 and 5. Third leg, 5, 6, 8 and 10. And home with numbers 1, 2, 6 and 10. And I'm going to play Quinella's and Exactas in race 2, Nards, as my player today, boxing up numbers 6, 9 and 10.
So 6, 9 and 10, they're our player of the day. Thank you, Warren. We'll talk later in the program.
Thanks, Nards.
There is Warren Huntley with